It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Flirty Santa in trouble after texting, "You've been naughty this year."
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
And Haven Real Estate. All right, Kevin.
All right, I would start this with, this is me, I just need to get something off my chest. I've been thinking about it a little bit lately. And it starts with this. I would ask the question to someone like producer Steve, who is a country music fan, but he's fairly new to it.
Okay.
And I would just ask Steve, name some of the biggest country music stars ever. Like,
oh, ever?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like we were just going to say, who are the big... I need the biggest names. Right now, it's easy to say Morgan Wallen, right?
Sure, sure.
Or Luke Combs. Like, they're the two that are hot right now.
Sure. Yeah.
But I'm talking, you know, lifetime of work. Who are the big names that come to mind?
Probably someone like Garth.
Garth Brooks is
a great
answer.
That's a great answer, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or like Johnny Cash or something.
Cash is great, sure.
George Strait. He's the king.
Yeah, yeah.
King George. All of these guys have had... amazing careers.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. I mean, George Strait has, what, 60-some number one songs?
That's correct, yeah.
That's wild. And George has done the thing where he has released music off and on over the last, you know, 10 years.
Yeah, for sure.
And we'll get a hit here and there, and that's kind of it. Is it fair that Tim McGraw should be the name that comes up first? Or within the top, I mean, he's in the top three.
You know, it's funny, I was going to say that.
That he's in the top three of...
Or his name, I was going to say his name.
You're talking about consistency of releasing music or like number ones? Like, what's your criteria there?
Just absolute, the guys that have been around for the entire time, who are still relevant, who just, like what he has done is so ridiculous. Like if you think about it, he started in the 90s.
Yep, 1990.
And has had a hit on the radio every single year. I think there's a little lull in like the 2004 to 2006.
That's
but
correct.
It's because he was doing movies.
That's right.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, I'm taking a little break from it. But other than that, Tim McGraw has just been hit after hit. And it's like standing room only. I love that song. And what's his other one that's out right now?
Oh my gosh. His current one?
Yes.
Why did I just blank on that?
Because I love it too. And I was like, doggone Tim McGraw, how are you
One
still
bad habit. Yeah, one bad habit.
And he just, yeah, that's, I'm one bad habit. I hope she never breaks.
Yes.
He's just so stinking good, and it's kind of under the radar, I almost feel like.
What about Chesney?
Yeah, but has Chesney had the success that Tim has had in the last recent years? Chesney's right there, right?
I mean, I think he has, yeah. I think he...
Do you think so?
Uh-huh, I think so, yeah.
Are you thinking maybe this because of the fact that he's in movies, so that maybe like, he transcends
I don't
musical?
Even
want,
no, I don't even want to get into that,
okay,
because
okay.
Right.
If we got into that, Steve, it wouldn't even be fair.
That's right, yeah. That he would own, for sure.
Then he would just be like, yeah, you're the king. I don't know, it just, to me, it feels like Kenny Chesney hasn't had as many songs on the radio as Tim McGraw, where you just go, geez, every time you turn around, Tim McGraw's got another song and it's doing well.
Well, let me just look, see if I can find
a little comparison with yeah, because Chesney's a great one who has been around for a long time and just been a hit maker after hit maker after hit maker.
So he's had since 2020 2, 4, 5, 6, 7 songs on the radio. That's Chesney.
Since 2020?
Since 2020. Let me find Tim's here real quick. Sorry.
It's not bad.
Taking the time. Since 2020, old TM has had 5.
Okay.
And no number ones for McGraw since 2020. Chesney had Here and Now as a number one. Happy Does was number two. Knowing You, number two. Take Her Home, number one. And then the current Just to Say We Did is like in the top 30. Not there yet.
Okay. Yeah, not there yet.
So he's had more success since 2020, Chesney has, but I mean, I'd have to go
back.
Yeah,
but he did but Tim had COVID.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, Chesney's the only guy I would put in the conversation. I feel like he's the only one that's there. And I know you're like, I'm not saying Garth isn't great or whatever. But Garth is that, you know, it's dwindled over the years.
And well, he took a long period of time off.
Yeah, and he'll still come back and do a song here and there. But he just hasn't had that consistency where...
No.
Unlike Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw are the Stamina Brothers.
For real. Mm. That's true.
I think I have someone to add to the list.
Maybe. Okay.
What do you think about Blake Shelton?
That's a great call because, yeah, Blake has had a ton. He's got to be close. I mean, I'll go do some, you know, some work on
Not probably.
Not to that level.
Yet. Hasn't been around as long, right?
72.
Started a little later.
72 singles for Chesney, 76 singles for McGraw. Let me find out.
Good Lord. That's unreal.
Yeah, it's pretty good, Kev.
Yeah, that is crazy.
It really is.
Let me see. Blake has had 54 singles.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't think he's done it as long, but he's certainly a name that he doesn't seem like he's going anywhere.
Well, he started in 2001. The other guy started in 90, so they got a 10-year head start on him. But he does have more number ones, I believe.
That's yeah.
Remember that's probably true.
Because he had that string of, what was it, 17 in a row?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's correct. I see right here. Let me look. So his number one string was broken in 2009. He had two in a row, and then he missed. And then later in 2009, Hillbilly Bone. Ever heard of it? So from 2009 to to 2016. So for almost seven full years, he had every song was a number one.
Yeah, that's
a, and then
that's
he missed with
run.
One. Then he came back with three more in a row. Then he missed with two. Then he got another one, and off we go. So yeah, he's
well. The funny thing about Tim
run.
McGraw too is like you said, a lot of his songs don't go to number one, and I feel like for a lot of guys that would be like, okay, we're done or what? No, he's just like, yeah, whatever. It's top ten. If it's whatever, you know, let's just keep putting out the hits.
First number one in 1994, Kev, for Tim McGraw. So that's been
Don't
a minute.
Don't take the girl.
Wow, look at you. What was his next
Johnny
number one?
Daddy, dangin' and fishin'.
Started off strong.
His next number one would have been...
Wait a minute, let me see if I know.
Oh, God, I should know this.
You probably should. I'm kind of disappointed. You haven't even answered yet.
I Like It, I Love It?
That's incorrect. It's another slow song.
Boy, that first one impacted me so greatly. I had a pregnant wife.
Right.
While that song was number one on the radio. Like, at the exact time, she was giving birth in August, and that song was just like the song of the summer. And I was like, hey, this is cool. We should play a song about people dying more.
Okay, okay. Oh my.
Well, it was what it was about.
Jeez.
Not a moment too soon.
Not a moment to say. That's actually.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the end of the segment.
That's probably one of my favorite songs.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And this kid would come up to me all the time, be like, "Oh man, I'm still kind of hungry. Can you buy me some French fries?" And be like, "All right." And be like, "I'll pay you back." Never did he pay me back.
So literally, this kid was stealing your lunch money.
Kevin James.
Well, not stealing. I mean, I was like, okay, yeah.
You offered it.
Yeah. I mean, well, he insisted.
That's stealing.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, to define stealing. Kevin, do you have a final story or I can give you stats on the artist that I just came up with?
Oh, let's whatever.
Whatever.
yeah, let's do it. Let's do stats. I like stats.
Stats.
I can just tell you that Coca-Cola... they are done with Coca-Cola Spice.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
You know, they had it out for about 6 months.
Jeez, that's a short run, man.
Yeah, people complain that it tastes like window cleaner. it smelled bad. Coca-Cola,
wow.
Here's the neat thing about being Coke. They have missed a couple times with recipes.
Boy, have they.
And it just doesn't matter.
No.
They just go right on back to saying, oh, hey, we still have regular Coke and Diet Coke. So grab those, guys. We'll see you next. They're coming up with a new one for 2025.
What did they say it's tasted like?
Fans are saying that it tastes
Windex?
Like...
Is that what you said?
The smell makes me want to gag.
Oh, my goodness.
And it tastes like window cleaner.
Window cleaner. Okay. That's hilarious. I don't think I ever had it, but... Okay, all right. Well,
now you
kind
of want to try that.
Yeah, now they're just like, ah, we'll do something else in a minute. I heard that they're going to have some new flavor in the fall or something, though, but yeah. You're right. They can't. You can't miss. I mean, you can miss, but you're still Coke, so eh, whatever.
It's not going to really hurt you or take you down.
So the texters... you know what? Let me add one more to the mix here. Let me just add one more name. Where do you feel like Brad Paisley might be?
Yeah, he's a guy I thought of at first, but he's had some real lulls in his career.
I don't feel like the number one battle will go anywhere near Paisley. No offense, Brad. I love your stuff. But his was, okay, let's see. So he's had 49 singles. That's quite a few.
It's not bad.
Sorry, I have to do the research on the fly.
He's no slacker.
And okay, I got it. So it would be in order of those that were text in. Keith Urban comes in fifth place with 20 number ones. Brad Paisley would be number four with 21 number ones. Then McGraw would be third with 26 number ones.
That's wild. 26 number ones, but 79 singles.
Yes. Our buddy Blake, Blake has 28 number ones with only like 57 singles. And it was 19 in a row, by the way, which that's gonna that's gonna increase your number one total when you have that string. And then the number one guy with the most number ones currently, the only guy that's still relevant, would be Kenny Chesney with 33. So Chesney's king with the number ones.
That's
after George Strait's 60, because he's still, obviously George Strait's still relevant, still in concert, and he has over 60 number ones.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue George would be the best.
I mean, yeah.
Again, not really active right now.
Other than touring.
Right.
I mean, obviously he still tours. I mean, he was just, in Seattle last year? I mean, I know he's still touring right now, so. Yeah, it's, and I don't even know how many he's got now. 61?
I think that's correct.
I'm researching if there's only some way to find out.
If it was, 60, 61. Old George Strait.
It says 60. Okay.
Okay. Right, so it has not changed.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. So there's your thing, Kevin. But, yeah, McGraw's had such a great run.
It really has. And weird that he's had that many songs and didn't have as many number ones. You know
right.
what I mean? Like
yeah,
he's had
sure.
the most amount of songs,
yeah,
but he's not the most amount of number ones.
Yeah, because what was his, 76, and Chesney was 72 singles?
Something like that, it was just barely beat him out, but it was, you know, the number ones are, apparently Tim's songs aren't as good.
Also, you realize that of those top five, you know, Chesney hasn't really done anything other than music. I mean, obviously, you know, they feel like they all have their own liquor, but he, you know, has done music. McGraw obviously done acting. Blake obviously has owned a lot of TV. And then Keith Urban, not really. And Brad Paisley, not really.
Yeah, Urban did a season of American Idol. Is that right?
Yeah, he was a judge on TV for a while. But, you know, it was a brief stint.
Yeah, well, it hasn't been bread and butter for him.
Right,
let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Interesting that both of their spouses, actresses. Maybe that has a role.
Blake, are you saying? And who are you saying?
No, Brad Paisley.
Brad Paisley and Keith Urban. Yeah. Very, very good point. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So maybe they're like,
Steve.
Don't want to get involved in that.
All right. It's just because you're asking. People are texting in Luke Bryan. Let me see. Hasn't been around as long, right? What was Luke Bryan's first year, Kevin?
Luke Bryan's first year would be...
For singles.
2004?
Seven.
2007?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, really?
Okay.
2007, total number of singles, 34. Total number of number ones, well, that's a pretty good percentage. Total number of number ones, 26. So he's tied with McGraw for third with a lot less inventory.
So does that make him, like, higher on the list, sort of, kind
because
of?
Because of the percentages?
Yeah.
Because his percentage, his chance of success with a number one is much higher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good run.
Do we know who sold the most albums?
Oh, boy.
That would be, I mean.
After Garth?
Our buddy Rick sent that. He was just saying that Tim McGraw's 30-year career, he sold more than 50 million records worldwide.
That's a pretty good chunk.
That's a lot.
I mean, Garth Brooks has sold 162 million.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, Garth is.
You can't even hardly count it because it's so far out of.
Yeah.
George Strait's number two with 69.5. Alabama with 49. Shania with 48. Then Kenny, Rogers, AJ, Reba, McGraw with 40 at number 8. Oh. Chesney with 35 at number 9, according to this one. So, yeah. Kind of splitting hairs at some point. I think they're both okay. Who's got
just okay?
Yeah.
Tim McGraw is the best.
There you go. Done.
There, I said it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
No, I've gotten it before. It's like, oh, just FYI, you shouldn't be recycling this or that. And I'm like, bro, don't make it hard on me. Seriously, if it gets hard, I'm going to quit.
Kevin James.
Trying to keep it simple.
I am from Harrington. I will set it on fire.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you okay? You look the same. Are you multitasking there, maybe?
Nope. I am pulled over now.
Oh, wow. Very good.
Safe.
Beat the show brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters, playing for a $25 gift card. That is very generous. Mm-hmm. How are we feeling today?
I feel great. Doesn't mean that I'm going to beat anybody, but...
That's true. I know how that feels. That's all right. We're just glad you're feeling good.
I am.
Are you on your way to do something fun, or are you on your way to work, or what's up?
No, I'm an Uber driver.
Oh, I see.
Oh, cool.
So I've been working already.
There you go. What time did you start today?
I'm a late starter, so I got up and out at 7 a.m.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Well, we're glad to have you.
Do you haul people or food or both?
Good question.
I just do the people. I don't like doing the food.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You have to smell it in your car the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't get to pick and choose what kind you pick up.
I understand.
Yeah.
I got you, yeah.
That makes a good point.
All right. Well, Teresa, let's play a little game of Beat the Show here. And daughters is the category. It's a seven. Kevin, are you okay? What's it?
Doing my Steve impression.
Oh, I see.
Why? That's all I hear in the background is little... A little, small, little voice going, yeah.
I think he wants you to speak up, Steve.
Oh, okay.
Speak up, Steve.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Use your confidence.
Teresa, the category is daughters. Who would you like to challenge today, me or Kevin?
Let's go, Kevin.
I love that idea.
Yeah, thank you.
Why daughters? Do we know?
Well, I guess you'll find out when you come back. You can't cheat and know some stuff before you play.
Okay.
All right. See you in a little over a minute, Kevin.
Okay, dokie, bye.
Okay, Teresa, 60 seconds for these seven questions. Feel free to pass if you get stuck. We'll try to get back to it if time allows, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis played a mother-daughter duo in what 2003 movie?
Oh, my gosh, and I watched it. Pass.
Dakota Johnson, who has famous parents, was in the 50 Shades film series. What was her character's name?
Oh, boy.
Anna.
Wow.
But until that day,
consider. I don't know.
But until that, you do know. But until that day, consider this justice a gift on my daughter's wedding is a quote from what movie?
Pass.
Ella Travolta is the daughter of John Travolta and who?
I know what she looked. I pass.
This fancy-like singer has six children, including three daughters. Name him.
this fancy-like cast.
Anna Faris played Christy. You're doing great. Christy in the show Mom, who was the famous actor Anna was married to from 2009 to 2018?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Hold on for.
I'm awful.
Oh no, you're fine. You're fine. hold on for 1 second. We'll get Kevin back, and we will see how Kevin Eugene does today on Daughters. You know, like famous ones. Kevin.
I am back.
Hello, Kevin.
Give me just one more second. I got to pull this shirt over my head.
All right.
Why was he not wearing a shirt?
Almost.
Hey,
got it,
Teresa.
Guys. Almost.
Yes. Yeah,
when you go to work, do you wear a shirt?
Okay.
I do. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you. I just appreciate that. One point, Teresa.
Why? She has a shirt on?
Yeah, she does. Yeah. I mean, at least she says she does. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see how you do here, Kevin. 60 seconds, seven questions.
2.5 hours in, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Take your time. Here we go.
I've been trying to get it on all morning, but
let's get it on.
That's a lot.
Here we go.
Oh. All right, Kevin. Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis played a mother-daughter duo in what 2003
Freaky
movie?
Freaky Friday. Stop.
Dakota Johnson, who has famous parents, was in the 50 Shades film series. What was her character's name?
I don't know. Why don't you just ask about her parents? That would be cooler. I don't pass.
But until that day, consider this justice a gift on my daughter's wedding is a quote from what movie?
Pass.
Ella Travolta is the daughter of John Travolta and who?
Kelly Preston.
This fancy-like singer has 6 children, including 3 daughters. Name him.
Walker Hayes.
Anna Faris played Christy in the show Mom. Who was the famous actor Anna was married to from 2009 to 2018?
Who is it again?
Anna Faris.
Oh, yeah, Chris Pratt.
Who are Maud Apatow's parents?
Judd Apatow and Leslie Bibb.
Jeez. That got deep.
Well, he's not right, but okay.
Okay.
Leslie Mann. My
bad. Okay.
I said the wrong Leslie.
Yeah.
I love her and I love him. I think they're wonderful.
They love you too, Kev, even when you have your shirt off. Let's see how we did with the scoreboard. Yeah, it's 1-0 already for Teresa. Let's see how that holds up.
Okay. Lindsay Lohan, Jamie Lee Curtis played a mother-daughter duo in what 2003?
That was an insult. If you didn't think Kevin was going to get that before you finished the question.
Well, I didn't know he was going to be the person.
Yeah, so. Freaky Friday is correct, 1-1.
Love it.
Dakota Johnson, who has famous parents, was in the 50 Shades film series. What was her character's name?
Well, Teresa said Anna, and Kevin passed.
I was looking for Anastasia Steele.
2-1.
Ooh.
2-1 in favor of Teresa.
Yeah. But until that day, consider this justice a gift on my daughter's wedding as a quote from what movie?
What? Yeah, no one knew.
The Godfather.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. No points. Still 2-1.
Ella Travolta is the daughter of John Travolta and who?
Oh, Teresa, you knew that one too and you couldn't get there. Dang it.
I couldn't.
You could even see her face. Kelly Preston is correct, Kevin. That's 2-2.
Yeah.
Good job, Kev.
Doggone it. Rest in peace.
Yep.
This fancy-like singer has 6 children, including 3 daughters. Name him.
You know that song, Teresa? Fancy-like. That song? That's
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Walker Hayes. Walker Hayes, Kevin got that one. I know it. 3-2, Kevin.
Anna Faris played Christy in the show Mom, who was the famous actor Anna was married to from 2009 to 2018.
Thought that marriage would last.
Yeah, it really did.
Really did. Didn't you think so, Kevin? Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, and now he's remarried. And
they have a kid, too. Him and...
Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Catherine Schwarzenegger. Chris Pratt is correct. Kevin, now 4-2.
And who are Maude Apatow's parents?
Teresa didn't get to that one. Kevin was wrong?
Yeah, well, it's Leslie Mann, not Leslie
Bibb. Leslie Bibb is completely wrong.
Yeah. 4-2, though, Teresa. He ended up beating you today. Sorry about that. But
it's perfect.
If you what a great answer. What a wonderful answer. Oh my goodness. Geez, that just made my day. Teresa, could you pick a number? You can try to get back through as the right caller. What number would you like to pick today?
We're going to go with number two, which is my favorite number.
That's awesome. Teresa, appreciate you listening. Thank you so much, and good luck being caller number two, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Teresa. 509-441-0999, $25 to Indaba Coffee Roasters. Oh, that's perfect. That was great.
Well played.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We're going to play a little rock, paper, scissors to see who gets the song. Kevin, ready? Jason, ready? One, two, three, go. Kevin, what'd you have?
Rock.
Jason?
I had rock.
Kevin James.
Let's play again. Ready?
All right.
One, two, three, go. Kevin, what do you have?
Paper.
What do you have, Jason?
Oh, I got scissors.
Yeah!
Hey, there it is.
Go, Jason.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I love the way he figured it out. I just love it.
I appreciate his honesty.
Yeah, same. Yeah, same here.
Wait, did you say honesty or dishonesty?
No, honesty and then figuring out the show. Like, wait, what am I doing? Yeah. All right, so guys, don't forget you can download the app. The Coyote Country app is free, and it's available to you. And then you can take us with you wherever you happen to be.
Yeah, that means you can stream the show anywhere.
Yeah. Kevin
Show stat of the day.
Sorry, Kevin, that's correct. You can stream the show anytime you want. You can listen live wherever you happen to be. We're in the palm of your hand.
And that one, you know, is during the time we're on the air. But if you wanted to listen, say, tonight at 7:30, you were just like, oh, man, I got a little itch for Jay and Kevin.
Right. I've always had that.
Scratch it. Mm-hmm. You can scratch it at 7:30 with the podcast. Listen. Anytime. Our podcast has been around since 2009, guys.
Baby, look at that.
Scratch that itch.
Yep. Thank you, Kevin. I just figured out there's a high pollen alert, folks. Apparently, that's in effect. You don't have to tell my eyes that. Also, the blowing dust advisory, high wind warning. Should be a great afternoon to maybe go for a walk.
Yeah. Stay inside.
Man, some stuff.
Don't have to tell me twice.
All right, here we go with the stat for the day. 22% of moms... We're doing moms only here.
Okay.
Although I got to imagine it could apply for dads, but all right. This one was moms. 22% of moms say they only prepare these the proper way. Hold on.
Wait.
What?
They only prepare these the proper way 22% of the time. Really? That's what I meant.
Prepare these the proper way.
22% of the time. So not very often.
Boy.
Do they prepare these the right way?
I'm going to ask a dumb question. Is it food?
Let's do it.
Is it food?
It is.
Okay.
Food related.
I feel like it would be food because you said prepare. But then I thought, well, maybe I'm just, you know, narrowing it down too much.
No.
Sandwiches.
It makes so much sense when you hear
it, Jay. How would that be wrong?
Yeah, I know. Like, how do you not improperly prepared sandwich?
Yeah, that seems dumb.
What are you doing, Mom?
Yeah, what could you be doing? Maybe not washing
your hands.
How about the meatloaf?
How about the meatloaf? Mom,
waffle.
The meatloaf.
Waffle, guys.
Waffle. What's the proper way?
You cook them. You know, you put them in a waffle maker and you cook them.
Oh, you mean because the other ones are frozen?
Are saying, yeah, they just.
Oh, I see.
Listen,
yeah.
Kids, you're getting them in the freezer. You're getting them in the toaster.
Yep.
That's it. When I cook waffles, that's how I cook waffles. Except for 22% of the time, I might actually get out a waffle maker. And make you a good waffle.
Gosh dang, I wonder how many people have waffle irons. I mean, we do because my wife loves to make waffles.
Yeah.
At least that's what she says. I don't know if that's true.
Jay, I don't have one.
I'm putting it on the poll. Do you have a waffle iron?
That's a good question.
Because maybe they don't, quote unquote, prepare them correctly because they don't have one.
Could be.
I think the only time I've seen them is at a hotel.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I know what you're saying.
Actually, I don't know. My parents might have had a waffle iron.
You just weren't a big waffle eater?
Oh, no. I had waffles every day in high school.
So you just had the frozen ones?
Yeah.
Okay, because you were responsible for your own breakfast?
Correct.
I see. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Did you ever eat a frozen waffle frozen?
Almost.
Oh,
one
my
time.
Gosh. Yeah. No.
I had definitely done that.
Why?
By accident or on purpose?
You know, it was just frozen, and you're just like, nah, I'm taking it with me. And then before you get to wherever you're going... It's not thawed all the way, but it's enough to eat it.
So you would eat a non-toasted waffle on purpose?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Even though you could have had time to toast it, or it was just 100% you were just out of time?
I don't know. I mean, I don't... I just think they're good no matter what. No matter what you do to them, they're good.
Okay. I feel like when they just thaw without being toasted, they're just soggy. You're just like chewing on a wet wash rag.
What's the butter syrup situation in that case?
I bet he's not using any.
No, I don't use any.
Oh.
Well, then it's just bread.
True.
Soggy, wet, once frozen bread.
Yeah.
Why don't you just have that slice of bread?
It doesn't taste the same, Steve.
Oh, well, that's true. It probably doesn't.
Yeah, put some indentations in it in certain places, and you there you go.
Use your fingertips to put the little indents in your bread.
Yeah.
I do love making a waffle peanut butter and jelly sandwich, though.
And you just pick that up and eat it then?
That I do with my granddaughter a lot, yeah.
Okay. So you use the waffle as the bread and you do toast it, though.
Kevin. Yeah.
You're not toasting your waffles for your granddaughter?
No, I'm toasting it. Okay. Sorry. I was like, I thought you were saying after I prepare. I'm like, no
you couldn't do it then.
Throw them in the toaster and pop them out.
Ooh, that might be good because then the peanut butter's a little more melted.
Yeah.
Huh, I might have to try that.
Okay. That I can get down with.
It is delicious.
Do you butter the waffle?
Nah, I don't. You know me and butter.
You're not friends.
Don't care about it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, now you went from not friends to some sort of disagreement.
Yeah, butter's great. I do understand how tasty it is, but I just stay away from it. I don't buy it. I never have butter around, and I don't have to worry about it.
What do you put on corn?
Probably butter. If I was going to buy corn, then I would make sure that we had a stick of butter.
Okay. Mm. Are you more of a fan of the cob or the can?
Boy. I mean, the cob. Obviously, the cob is better.
I mean, I had it last night.
Did you? On the cob?
Yeah.
Do you do the can ever?
No.
Oh, well.
I'm better than the can.
Fancy-like.
Top things to put butter on. Meat. I'm looking on the internet. Meat. Wait, meat?
Yeah.
What?
Well, like a steak or something. If you're doing a steak, you can put butter on it.
Huh. That's number one. Seems.
Makes sense.
Veggies. Duh.
Yeah.
Baked goods. Sure.
Oh, okay.
Ice cream? No, it's just saying butter's used in ice cream. Okay. Wow, what a weird list. I was like, that's the craziest list I've ever seen.
Yeah, put butter on your ice cream? I don't know.
I feel like that's too much. Yeah, what's the point at that point? Like chocolate sauce? Okay, that's better than butter. Hey, here's some ice cream. Here's an ice cream cone. Would you like it dipped or put it in butter?
Side of butter, please.
Yeah. The Big 99.